In the world of natural remedies and holistic health, cumin stands out as a powerhouse herb with a myriad of benefits. Beyond its culinary uses, cumin has been celebrated for its ability to boost energy levels and promote hormonal balance. On today's show, I'll dive into the fascinating properties of this herb and explore how it can positively impact your well-being. If you're ready to add spice to your health routine that supports energy and health, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rakesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, friend, welcome to today's show. I hope that your week is going well. Here in New Jersey, spring is in full bloom and the warm weather has finally broken. Yes, with the arrival of spring, I am so ready for the beaches, the boardwalks, the hiking adventures. I am all for it. With the changing of the seasons, I believe that it is important that we also eat seasonally. And if you're new to this approach of eating seasonally, I want to invite you to listen to podcast episode 146, where I talk about the benefits of eating seasonally, how you can fuel your body with nature's rhythm. And eating seasonally is a nutritional approach that not only benefits your health, but it can also boost your energy levels. This means that you're cooking with a delicious variety of herbs like oregano, basil, parsley, rosemary, and cumin. And today we're going to talk about four ways to boost your health with the power of cumin. This is a unique spice that packs a powerful punch, and I can't wait to share it with you on today's show. But before we do, I need to ask you a favor. Friend, can you please send me an email? Yes, an email sharing how the show is helping you, or even if you have a health question. Whenever I get an email from someone about the show, it's a tremendous blessing to me. Here's an email that I received from one of our listeners, Nelsa. She wrote, "I'm so thankful to have found your podcast through the Fugicate app. The very first show I listened to was one that was talking about waking up drained and tired. Your application about spiritual healing is also amazing. Thank you for being there for people like me." Wow. Now this is good news. And if you have good news to share about the show like Nelsa, I want you to send me an email to energyandhormones@gmail.com. That's energyandhormones, one word, @gmail.com. I'm so excited and I can't wait to hear from you. With that being said, let's get into today's show. So today's show is all about cumin. And so I want to start out by building a foundation to understand what this herb is all about. So cumin is scientifically known is cumin. It's a flowering plant that's native to the Eastern Mediterranean region as well as South Asia. and its seeds, which are commonly used as a spice in various cuisines, packs a punch whenever it comes to health benefits. That's because it's rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, and cumin has been valued in a traditional medicine system such as Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine for its therapeutic properties. Cumin is also mentioned in the Bible in both the Old and the New Testaments. And in the Old Testament, it's mentioned in Isaiah chapter 28, verses 25 through 27, where it's listed alongside of wheat and barley as crops to be planted. And it really illustrates how Yahweh's wisdom is said that cumin is scattered in sowing and beaten out with a rod in threshing. And these facts are actually still true in Palestine today. And in the New Testament, the Jews paid tithes with cumin. And Jesus actually criticizes the Pharisees for tithing on herbs like mint and dill and cumin, but neglecting to show justice and mercy to the people. Cumin is also mentioned in other ancient writings outside of the Bible, and it was commonly used in ancient Egyptian, Greek, and Roman cultures for culinary and medicinal purposes. It's also interesting to note that cumin is also a member of the parsley family. And you may have never guessed that or compared it to parsley because it has a very warm, a very earthy flavor and aroma compared to parsley, which is mild and it's greener in character. And the cumin seed, like the celery seed, is actually the dried ripe fruit of the plant. And so now that we have an understanding of cumin, I want to share a couple of benefits with you. To start off, cumin helps to boost energy levels. Have you been feeling sluggish or tired? Well, cumin just might be the solution that you're looking for. One of the key benefits of cumin is its ability to enhance energy levels naturally. This herb contains iron, which is a crucial mineral involved in the production of hemoglobin, the protein responsible for transporting oxygen in the blood. Iron deficiency can lead to anemia characterized by fatigue and weakness. Incorporating cumin into your diet can help prevent iron deficiency and support optimal energy levels. Also, cumin's rich aroma and flavor can invigorate the senses, and it provides a natural pick-me-up when you need it most. Whether you sprinkle cumin over dishes or you infuse it into drinks, cumin can provide a gentle yet effective energy boost without jitters that are associated with caffeine. Another benefit is that cumin supports hormonal balance. We know that maintaining hormonal balance for women is essential to our overall health and well-being. But there are a lot of factors in life that can disrupt our balance. From stress and poor diet to environmental toxins, our hormones can be easily imbalanced, which leads to a host of health issues. Well, cumin provides a natural solution for promoting hormonal harmony. There have been many studies that show that cumin contains phytoestrogens, which is a plant compound that mimics the activity of estrogen in the body. For women that are experiencing hormonal fluctuations during menstruation or menopause, incorporating cumin into your diet can help alleviate symptoms such as mood swings, hot flashes, and irregular periods. And finally, cumin has anti-inflammatory properties. And these properties help to reduce inflammation in the body, which is often linked to hormonal imbalances. By combating inflammation, cumin supports the body's natural hormone production and regulation, promoting overall hormonal health. Now I'll share four ways that you can incorporate cumin into your routine. Adding cumin to your daily regimen is easy as well as delicious. And here are some of the simple ways that I incorporate this versatile herb into my diet. And I'll share four of those with you. The first way is that I like to add it to my dishes for a burst of flavor. I like sprinkling ground cumin over my roasted vegetables. I like to put it in soups and stews or on grilled meats and seafood. Again, just because it adds that extra burst of flavor and nutrition. I especially like it on chicken and seafood that is baked. I usually squeeze fresh lemon juice over the meat or the seafood, and it is so, so tasty. The second way is that you can brew a cumin tea. You can steep cumin seeds in hot water to make a soothing and an aromatic tea. You can add other spices to it like fresh ginger or cinnamon for extra benefits and flavor. And I'm going to share a simple recipe with you to make cumin tea. So here's my simple recipe. You can add 1 teaspoon of organic cumin seeds to 1 cup of filtered water. And if you want to add a little honey or lemon to taste, you can do that too. But you want to bring 1 cup of water in a saucepan to boil. You'll add that 1 teaspoon of cumin seeds to the boiling water. Let that mixture simmer for about 5 to 10 minutes. You strain the tea into your favorite teacup, and you can add honey or lemon to taste. And then you can drink and enjoy and experience all the healing benefits of this amazing tea. The third way that I like to enjoy cumin is by making a cumin-infused oil. So you can combine cumin seeds with olive oil or coconut oil and let them infuse for a few days and use that flavored oil for cooking or as a salad dressing. And here's a simple cumin-infused oil recipe. You would need 1/2 cup of cumin seeds, 1 cup of cooking oil such as coconut oil or grapeseed oil or any type of vegetable oil. You will heat that oil in a saucepan over medium heat until it reaches about 180 degrees Celsius or 350 degrees Fahrenheit. And you add the cumin seeds to the hot oil. You want to reduce the heat to low and let the cumin seeds infuse in the oil for about 5 to 7 minutes, stirring them occasionally so that you don't burn them. And you want to remove the saucepan from the heat. Let the oil cool to room temperature. You strain the oil through a fine mesh sieve or cheesecloth and remove the cumin seeds and transfer that infused oil to a clean glass container. And you can store that cumin infused oil in a cool, dark place for a few weeks. And you can add that cumin infused oil to your favorite dishes like salads, your roasted vegetables, your grilled meats. You can even use it as a dipping oil for bread, which is really yummy. You can just experiment with it to see which way that you enjoy the cumin-infused oil the most. And then the fourth and the final way is that you can actually blend it into your smoothies. You can add 1 teaspoon of ground cumin into your favorite smoothie recipe for a nutritional boost with just a little hint of the spice. The way that I like to enjoy it is in a chocolate cumin smoothie. So you can add about 1 cup of unsweetened almond milk or any type of plant-based milk of your choice or filtered water. Filtered water is usually my preference because it has less calories. You can add 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin, and 1 or 2 scoops of vanilla complete fiber protein powder. You put that all in a blender, combine the unsweetened almond milk or water, cocoa powder, the ground cumin, and the complete protein powder. You can add ice cubes if you like to have it a little bit colder, but you want to blend all those ingredients until they are smooth and creamy. You can pour that chocolate cumin smoothie into a glass and serve it immediately. And you can garnish it with cocoa powder or even a dash of cumin for extra flavor and nutrition. So you can enjoy this delicious chocolate cumin smoothie for health. And so these are just some of the ways that I really love to have this spice in my life, just about on a daily basis, whether I'm preparing my dinner meal or if I'm making soups or putting it in my smoothie. These are just some simple ways that you can add additional nutrition to your diet. It doesn't have to be difficult or cumbersome, but pretty simple. And so cumin is a spice that I like to say lights up my life because it helps with my energy. It supports my hormones. It reduces inflammation. And you can go to your local farmer's market. You can purchase organic non-cumin seeds to add this unique healing herb to your health regimen. So let's wrap it all up. Cumin's reputation as a potent healer and health booster is well deserved. From enhancing energy levels to promoting hormonal balance, this ancient spice offers a wealth of benefits for both body and mind. By incorporating cumin into your daily routine, you can tap into its natural power and experience improved vitality and well-being. Embrace the power of cumin and unlock its transformative potential for a healthier, happier you. I'll leave you with Isaiah chapter 28, verses 25 through 27. When he has leveled its surface, does he not sow the black cumin and scatter the cumin, plant the wheat in rows, the barley in the appointed place, and the spelt in its place? For he instructs him in right judgment, his God teaches him. For the black cumin is not threshed with a threshing sledge, nor is a cartwheel rolled over the cumin, but the black cumin is beaten out with a stick, and the cumin with a rod.
Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.